Nearly 2 months after President Obama took office, his nominee for Secretary of Commerce finally had his confirmation hearing today. Former Washington State Governor Gary Locke met a friendly audience in the Senate Commerce Committee. It's been a long road to find a nominee. The first, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, withdrew because of an investigation. And the second, Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire, changed his mind about serving a Democratic president. Locke's confirmation looks promising, as he has support from both Democratic and Republican members of the Commerce Committee. He was introduced by Washington State Democratic Senator Patty Murray, who said the job is as much about regulating the fishing industry as it is about trade.
Former Senator Fritz Hollings, who served as chairman of this committee, used to joke that the Secretary of Commerce always comes in thinking he will be the head businessman, and then he finds out that he's really the head fisherman. Now, I'm not trying to diminish the importance of the Commerce Department or the issue. The management of our limited fishing stocks is extremely important, and as a senator from the Northwest, I know from experience that we need someone to head the Commerce Department who has a detailed understanding of this delicate and very complicated issue.
The Commerce Secretary oversees NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which includes the National Marine Fisheries Service. Murray praised Locke for personally negotiating a treaty as governor of Washington to balance fishing and environmental interests. Alaska Senator Mark Begich, who sits on the Commerce Committee, said he approves of Locke's work on salmon treaties and is excited about his nomination. During his testimony, Locke talked about his role overseeing NOAA and the nation's fisheries. He said more needs to be done to reach out to fishermen and communities affected by overfishing and management decisions.
We need to work perhaps more closely with stakeholder groups, and we need to use some of the resources of other agencies within the Department of Commerce in mitigating the economic impact of some of these policies where we're trying to reduce the fishing, trying to achieve the goals or the mandate of the Magnuson-Stevens Act to end fishing, overfishing by 2011.
Locke said during his testimony that he will work to save and create jobs as Commerce Secretary.